Charge up that electric car, quiet or not, and head north for today's GeoQuiz. We're looking for a small city in the Canadian province of Alberta today. The city's nestled in the Saskatchewan Valley. It was founded when the Canadian Pacific Railway reached the area in 1883. Residents sometimes refer to this place as the Gas City because of its natural gas wells, but the city gets its name from an American Indian legend. The story goes that a Blackfoot hunter gained special powers when he donned a holy bonnet. Tourist alert here, the city also boasts the tallest teepee in the entire world. It was built for the 1988 Calgary Winter Olympics, moved here a couple of years later. So what's the name of this Alberta town with a really, really tall teepee? We're going to tell you a little bit later in the program. We've got the answer now to today's GeoQuiz. We're looking for a small city on the South Saskatchewan River in Alberta, Canada. It's sometimes called the Gas City. That's because of the large natural gas resources there. But the city gets its name from an ancient American Indian legend. The story goes that a Blackfoot hunter gained special powers when he donned a medicine man's hat. There you go. The answer is the Canadian city of Medicine Hat. And a resident of Medicine Hat is about to live out a dream deferred. Francis Miller will soon meet British royalty. First, we'll meet Francis Miller. Nice to have you on the program.
Thank you.
Now, you lived in Medicine Hat for decades, but the reason we're talking to you right now in particular has to do with an event that happened, or more appropriately, did not happen, back in May of 1939 in the nearby town of Walsh. You were selected as, how old were you then? About 9 years old, is that right?
Yes.
You were selected to offer flowers to King George VI, who was visiting then. Now, this, we should say, is the very king, the stuttering king of the king's speech fame. Tell us what happened.
Well, the school children had selected me to present the flowers to the Queen when the royal couple went through Walsh in 1939. So everybody was waiting in anticipation, and the train came, and the train went again. And after the train had gone almost past the people that were waiting, the King came out and stood there and waved, but the train was moving at the time. So nothing happened. I mean, we didn't see the Queen. It couldn't make the presentation.
So you had a lovely bouquet, in fact, an enormous bouquet of roses in your hands. You were there dressed in, is it a white dress? I'm looking at this picture that we're going to put on our website, theworld.org, and it's worth taking a look at because you look so...
I think it must have been white, yes.
You look adorable here.
Well, thank you.
Do you remember preparing for that day and any kind of preparations you made?
Well, I remember the excitement and things like that. It was a very exciting day for sure. But anything specific, I don't remember.
So here everybody's assembled waiting for King George VI and Queen Elizabeth, the mother of the current queen, to come by. Why didn't that train stop where it was supposed to?
Well, they think there must have been a miscommunication somewhere because they had been notified, but whatever happened, I don't know. But I know there was disappointment, and the little article that was written after said keen disappointment was felt about it all.
Well, you got some consolation as a 9-year-old, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Right after the incident, someone in the area sent a letter to the Queen when they were going through B.C. and
British
Columbia. The Queen sent a letter from Buckingham Palace to me and also sent a picture of the royal family, which I have to this day and is a very precious to me.
Okay, so fast forward 7 decades. All of a sudden, you are now, is it 81 years old?
Yes.
You get another chance to meet the royal family. Now, of course, it's not King George and Queen Elizabeth. In this case, it's the new Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, better known as Will and Kate, the newlyweds, who are going to be coming into Calgary next week, next Friday. In fact, you're going to be right there to greet them. How did this happen?
Well, it happened actually in January when the news reporter from our Medicine Hat News was getting her hair cut by my granddaughter. And she was telling her that because of the royal wedding coming up, they wanted to do stories on the royal family. So my granddaughter proceeded to tell her that her grandmother had been going to present flowers to the Queen, and she told her the story. So Jillian from the news wrote an article which appeared in the paper, Medicine Hat paper, in February. Well, all was fine and nothing thought about it, anything more, until the news was out that they were going to be in Calgary. So the senior editor from the Medicine Hat News thought that would be a wonderful opportunity to see if I could present flowers now after 72 years. So they went on and contacted many people in the higher places and did many things which I didn't know anything about. So now it's going to happen.
You're going to have a semblance of the white dress and ringlet curls and adorable grin on your face and red roses?
Well, I won't be wearing a white dress, but I'm sure that the...
the adorable grin will be there.
Yes, it will be there, I'm sure, from ear to ear.
Well, let's hope that the limousine or train or whatever they're taking stops where it's supposed to stop, right in front of you.
Yes, I'm sure that will happen this time. And it will be at the airport just before they leave.
You're going to be waiting on the tarmac for them?
Yes.
Excellent. You can't miss them that way. Mrs. Miller, we wish you good luck and hope you're not going to be tongue-tied when the time comes because you've been waiting 70 years for this.
Yes. Thank you very much.
And today's GeoQuiz texting game winners are Jonathan in Dayton, Ohio, Gina in Groton, Massachusetts, and Sonia in Henderson, Nevada. You can play along next time. Text the word GeoQuiz to 69866.